You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from summertime Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've made a decision to join me today from all over the world. Let's see, from South Africa, from South America, from all of Europe, Russia, my goodness, where else? Saudi Arabia, all over, and of course in the U.S. I am so grateful to all of you, and all I can say is I believe that this show will really help you to shift, transform, and become the vibration that you need to manifest your desires. Well, how are you doing today? It's a simply beautiful day here in the ATL. I'm looking out of my window, and this weekend is summertime. And so it is really getting hot, y'all, here in the ATL. But I am not complaining because I know some of the states out west, I mean, they've had, I think it's 110 degree temperatures, but it's all good, right? Well, I have a great show for you today. My special guest is Wendy Ida. If you don't know Wendy, her last name is spelled I-D-A. Wendy is a two-time Guinness World Record holder, an eight-time award-winning national fitness champion. Don't tell anybody, but she just had her 69th birthday. Wow, you got to check her out on social media. And she's going to be talking to us, I assume, around fitness and nutrition. She's known all over the world. She's a superstar. All righty. But before I get to Wendy, I want to remind you to always remember to follow me on my social media platforms. Twitter is LOA Constance. Facebook is Coach with Constance. And what else? Instagram, Law of Attraction, Constance. So also visit my website. Wow, I have some goodies there for you. Some of you need to purchase my affirmation downloads. You know, I've been doing more and more study and meditation on the power of faith-filled words. You know, I was reading this week that your faith-filled words are the most powerful tools, more powerful than your thinking, because really your words are your thoughts and your actions are your words. And so, but just meditating and declaring out loud what you desire is really where I'm at. So I'm going to suggest that you purchase my affirmation. I have some on success, on loving yourself, on prosperity, self-love, attracting love, and just listen to it day and night. But don't just listen to it, because remember, it is your faith-filled words that really shift and change your life. So visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and while you're on there, I'm thanking you in advance for your donation. You know, I was just reading this morning that it's a verse in Proverbs that says, "The generous person shall be blessed, and he who waters others will be watered, or he that refreshes others will be refreshed himself or herself." So I know I'm watering you with inspiration, motivation. I know that I am refreshing you with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And so I'm thanking you in advance for your donation. If you want to just cash app me your donation, you can. $ Constance Arnold, no spaces. And what else? Or while you're on my website, you can just use the PayPal red link. Drum roll, please. Y'all, I got some exciting news. I talked about it last week, but I have more details. I am so excited about my upcoming, I've already had people to sign up, my upcoming Manifest Your One Big Goal, or I call it my Manifesting Mastermind. It's going to be for 6 weeks. One big goal. You know that one big goal that you've been trying to manifest on your own, that one big goal that you've been talking about, thinking about, praying about. You know, I think I said last week that isolation is the new poverty. And when you're just isolating and by yourself, sometimes things don't happen because there's something very magical and mystical about a mastermind. And Napoleon Hill devoted an entire chapter on the whole mastermind principle. And he just talks about the power and the coordination and the effort. And I'm going to say the vibration and faith, you know, between two or more people who have the same definite goal. And so what happens is it's like a spirit of harmony and agreement comes together and makes stuff happen. So it's going to be 20 people from all over the world. All of my international listeners, I want you to certainly be a part of this. So it is your time. It's time to stop waiting, stop praying, stop hoping. And so a lot of us have been doing that. I don't do it anymore because I realize that everything is in the invisible realm. So I'm going to be being your master, and I'm going to be guiding, supporting, and coaching you in every way to manifest that one big goal quicker than what you could have ever believed. And so, you know, it's something very powerful about being connected to like-minded people. You know, the Bible says if any two shall agree as touching anything, they can have it. So what is it going to look like? Well, I'm going to bring my own personal mastery to the mastermind. So it's going to be 20 other people. So I'm going to bring the mastery of money that by the grace of God that God has given me. What did I do when some decades back when all of the millions came into my life and I just spent it? I'm going to be talking to you about how I shifted and changed my money vibration. You know, how did I believe for God to bring that and more into my life? All of my coaches out there, maybe you got a certification, but you know, you just don't have the clientele or the business. I'm going to be using my mastery in coaching. What did I do? What have I done to maintain a lucrative coaching business? And y'all, a lot of my coaching is with celebs, and I don't really even talk about that much because of the, you know, confidentiality agreement. So if you're in business, I'm going to be bringing the mastery of what did I do to subcontract for 15 years? What skills can I share with you around me having a lucrative business? How did I, you know, I know it was the grace of God, but what did I do to get the Georgia government to pay me $500,000 to do leadership training? So I'm bringing myself, I'm bringing my health stuff, how I have rich and sustained rich relationships, and how I just manifested a good life. What did I do? You know, what did I feel like? What were some of the things that I did when I felt like giving up? My daily rituals, and probably the most important thing is maintained or sustained a deep relationship with the spirit, because all of my success comes from there. So this is going to be the pre-work. If you are ready, I have it set up in two payments, and you can make one payment now, and then 3 weeks later, you'll make the remaining payment. Are you going to receive a PDF where all kinds of information is going to be given to you? So every week, we're going to have weekly group calls. You're going to have an opportunity to sit in the hot seat. What does that look like? That means that if you are a coach, I'm just using this hypothetically. If you are a coach and your issue, because you bring in your what? One big goal, not two, not three, but that one big goal. And we're going to put you in the vibration of that goal during those 6 weeks so you can manifest it. So somebody said, will I manifest it by that 6 weeks? So will you manifest $1 million if right now your wealth consciousness is at zero? No, but we're putting you in the vibration of it. And the one thing about it, really, faith really acts as if and feels as if they already have $1 million. And it's that vibration that attracts that to you. So you're going to be in the hot seat. So that means that myself, along with the other participants, we're going to be coaching you in that one area. We're going to be giving you advice, strategies, and tips. We're going to have a private Facebook group where you all can connect. I'm going to be coming in and out, you know, just downloading some videos. You're going to have homework. So that means that during this 6 week period, and y'all, masterminds are so much fun, and it's such a feeling of connectedness. During this 6 week period, you're going to have homework and accountability. You're going to be assigned to a partner. You guys are going to become best friends. You're going to Zoom every week, talk every week, Skype every week. You know, I don't care, as long as there's a deep connection, you know, and then you're going to prioritize. That's why I'm having you to fill out an application first. When you go online, you're going to say complete the, you're going to see application. I want you to complete that application, and I'm going to look at it. And then within 24 hours, I will let you know whether or not you're going to be a participant, because I want people in that mastermind who are really ready to do the inner work. So the format is going to be, I'm going to do a lot of teaching, masterminding. I got that out. I'm going to be giving you the basics of manifestation, just accelerated manifestation tools. You're going to be taking action. I'm going to teach you how to stay in the vibration of what you want, etc. And so 6 weeks beginning July the 10th. But you need to make your payment now. And really, the full payment is $600. That's less than $100 a week. I charge $200 an hour. So you will have an opportunity to break it up in two payments. So if you're ready for the investment, and it is a small investment, go to my website. I'm only taking 20 people. Fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Complete the application. It will automatically send it to me, and let's get started. A lot of my clients are in very expensive masterminds right now, like $1,000, $1,500 a month, and they have been in those masterminds for years. They're making all kind of money because of the connection. So it's something about a mastermind. Y'all heard me say last week that Napoleon here interviewed Dale Carnegie, and he said it was his mastermind that brought wealth to him. And I can say, you know, that when I was in my mastermind, those people were so smart that they just cut off years of me learning and just sort of squandering around, because that's what a mastermind does. Well, this is Constance Arner, your master success coach, saying I am excited about it. So fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and it is your time. Are you ready to manifest that one big goal? If you are, let's make it happen. Just think, this time next year, about the end of the year, you could be living your best life. We ain't waiting on God. God has already done everything. I'm going to really teach you how to go in that invisible realm and bring down it on into this physical plane what you desire. I'm excited, y'all. Can you tell? So let's go to these quick commercials, everybody, and I'm going to be right back with Miss Wendy. Stay tuned, everybody.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I am so excited. I'm trying to take a deep breath and really be calm. My special guest, and I want to give her the royal recognition that she certainly deserves. My guest is Wendy Eda. She's also known as America's number one expert on living fit, fierce, and fabulous. After 40, she is an internationally recognized best-selling author, speaker, TV host, lifestyle coach, and fitness expert. She is a two-time Guinness World Record holder, a eight-time award-winning national fitness champion, and she has made so many appearances, y'all, on talk radio and TV. Some of them are Essence Magazine, The Dr. Oz Show, Inside Edition, CNN, NBC, ABC, BET, Fox News. And we are so blessed to have her. And her intention is she's on a mission to change the world. We're blessed to have her. I know her just a little bit personally, and she is just as beautiful on the inside and has a real passion for helping people all over the world, all the way from California. Miss Wendy Eda, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. I'm always glad to be talking with you. You're such a great spirit yourself. So
thank you.
Really good.
Well, you know, like attracts like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've been watching you during pandemic times. How are you doing? And what was your experience like coming through the pandemic? Because we know that some of us are out internationally. Some people are still in. What was your experience like?
Whoa. So just like everybody, I was taken aback. And it was really tough staying on the inside and not, you know, I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So it was, I was on 200 stress level at first. And, you know, I settled back in, talked to my family. So much has been going on. And it's really still going on in my life. I just actually had, I had several deaths going on. Some suicides in the family. I suffered some personal losses, and everything right, you know, around that time, everything was going on. The good side is I had just gotten back from Spain and doing a commercial, and I just got back in the country just in time before they shut everything down. So I love to travel. And that has been an angst for me through this period. And I'm sure a lot of people can identify with that. But yes. I was getting ready to go gangbusters, you know, that year when it hit. So I stepped back and had to take care of a lot of personal things. So I didn't stop working. I continued to work, as most of my work is online, dealing, especially when I'm dealing with other countries. A lot of my clients are in Turkey and Malaysia and Australia, you know, that kind of thing. So I am really, really grateful that I was able to continue on that road. Even the people who are on my side of town in California, Southern Cal, the people who I was visiting to do work with, we were able to switch completely online. But what I did was I kind of rested, pivoted, like a lot of us had to do, and moved forward to just take care of business and get out of the hype of what everybody was doing there, and didn't shut the TV on a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go. I got in there, checked out what I needed to check out, then I shut it down and went to regular business. Easier said than done. You know, it wasn't that smooth because I had to jump through hoops as well. But I did it, you know, just like everybody else. So I'm just grateful we are where we are right now, with the country, with the people that I deal with. And I'm really looking for a whole lot more to happen going forward. So I take this, the past year and a half, as getting an extra charge in my battery, because I've been busy. I've been busy working and working on projects that I'm really, really excited about. And I just, you know, so now I just don't know what to do with myself, because I've been really, really creative through this time. And quite frankly, that has been what has kept me moving, putting one foot in front of the other, and really staying in touch with myself.
And I appreciate your honesty, because we look at you and we like, by the way, y'all, Wendy just had a birthday. And I attended her virtual birthday party. Yay. And Wendy, you want to tell people how young you are?
So I just turned 59. And I partied the entire month I do it every year because it's like my favorite month. I got my birthday, my very next day is my mommy's birthday. Then there's Mother's Day, Memorial Day. So for years, I've just taken the whole month to celebrate myself and be selfish for myself. Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned online to me something about that. I don't get a lot of this. Most people celebrate me, but there was one person that said, I said, thank you. I put out a video saying, thank you so much for all of your birthday wishes. I didn't get to all of them, but I thank you. And I said, my birthday month is coming to an end. And the person said, birthday month? Is that kind of selfish? I didn't blink an eye, because I am so unselfish all year.
Absolutely.
That didn't serve a response. I am so unselfish, and I give all of me to what I do and the energy I put into coaching my clients, making everybody's lives better. I'm on a mission, like you said, to change the world one step at a time. And it makes me happy. And so when I do it, that's how I show love, to give it to you as I see it, to enrich your life, and to maybe have you not make some mistakes that I have made in the past, make it smoother for you. That floats my boat, that turns my light on. And so anything else, you know, if it feels selfish to someone, they really don't know me, and they might want to do some research even. I am, you know, I like May better than I do even in December.
Christmas. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's person perspective, because I'm a big proponent of practicing extreme self-care and self-love. Because Wendy, you don't know this, but I watched a lot of your videos during the pandemic, and I'm like, look at this woman. You gave a lot of insight, exercising. This is what I eat during the day. And I'm glad that you're celebrating yourself. And like I said to listeners, you know, you never know who you're changing, who you're impacting online. But that was that person's perspective. But like sure. I said to listeners, I know her behind the scenes. She is a kind and loving woman, very giving. We all want to be like Wendy. That's all I can say.
And I say to all of you, all of your listeners and all that, don't be afraid to celebrate yourself, to recharge you, because you have to be able to recharge you to do what you do, to make it to the next step and be your best at it. And you can't do that unless you invest in yourself.
Nothing but, it's really self-love and self-care. And I often tell people, the Bible says, love others as you love yourself. And so I certainly practice that. So Wendy, we want to tap into some of your wisdom. People who are in the pandemic, you know, they call it pandemic pounds, and what people ate a lot, maybe they didn't exercise. What are some simple tips, some wisdom nuggets that you can tell people or share with people about? Man, Wendy, I just, whatever. What? How can people get moving more in that area of well-being and health?
So let me share with you this before I answer that.
Okay.
Because people think, you know, they see me and I'm smiling happy. And yes, it's because I do self-care to recharge myself to do it, as I've said. But during this pandemic, I actually gained weight as well. Mm. In the very beginning, I gained about 13 pounds, maybe something like that. So I, because I didn't know whether the world was coming to an end or not. So I was one of those with my two sisters standing in the long food lines. The shelves were bare. I had to grab what I had to grab, because I went into a panic, because when I opened my refrigerator, it looked like a skeleton. Because I was used to shopping. I buy a lot of organic stuff. And so you can't store that stuff. So I have my day of the week that I shop. It's usually during the week, not the weekend. And so I shop just enough, and my refrigerator looked like a skeleton. I'm like, oh my God, I am going to just starve. Nothing else is going to happen, but I'm going to starve. So I went in the lines and I grabbed what I could grab, and I ate whatever I could eat to have food in my stomach, basically. And I couldn't get to my stores. They were all shut down. We all know mm-hmm. that. So all of that, that's not the way I eat, but I ate because I was going to survive. And that is my point. Do what you have to do in emergency cases like that to survive. And I'm definitely one of those. So having said that, I got my grips about me and I went on my regular eating and I lost that weight and got back to myself through the months. I probably took about 9 months or so. I went back and I go, okay, let's, you know, now that I got all these things together, because there's so much else, personal stuff that took my life for a dive, right? So I had a bunch of stuff besides COVID, before COVID and after COVID that was going on. I got a grip. And now talking about things that you can do at home, as I did, I gave you that bit because I'm in this with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being honest and vulnerable.
Yeah, I am in this. I didn't step out of a box the stuff that happens in life and all these things, they phase me too. They affect me too. And a lot of people don't understand that. How do you keep doing that? Well, these are some things. So when I am home, it's all about small movements and small increments. But first, after this last year and a half, we got to get a grip on our mental stability.
So true.
Of course, that's huge right now. I am not exempt from that as well. And that's what I started working on, my mental stability, because of the deaths that happened in my own family, because of the suicides that happened, some mental illnesses. And there were several, and they weren't old people, you know, that it was all different kinds of ages and different things going on. So I had to manage all of that. But in the middle of it, it was all about sitting back and being aware this has happened, but also being appreciative, having some gratitude about where I was in that time and space. And that's a good start for anyone, having that gratitude, because we often feel like I have this Jones principle versus the happier principle, mm-hmm. where you're looking at the glass half full or half empty. I always gravitate, of course, to the glass half full, which is the gratitude and how your outlook is on life, where you are in time and space. And you take all of that into awareness, and that is really the first step about being grateful that you're still here. I didn't care about the weight at the time. I cared about survival, period. And I got to tell you this. Oh, okay. My God. So I am such a graphic person in my mind. Mm-hmm. I was thinking with this pandemic, and I talked to a friend of mine, and that person said, wow, this is like the movie Get Out. If anybody has ever seen that.
Yeah.
But any horror movie, way back in time, remember the movie The Blob? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about all those things that I saw. I don't watch them anymore. But I was taking tips from all of those things. I'm like, okay, let me sanitize and blockade this door. And let me, okay, we don't have food in the refrigerator. Let me go out and suit up in armor so I can get some food in here, you know, that kind of thing. And so while I was in the house, however, and I did all that, and then I relaxed with it all, it really was about getting myself, after I focused on my mindset and calmed down and stopped stressing out, about getting and feeling normal in my house, even though we still weren't able to go out. So that was all about talking to people on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever, and getting in touch with my therapist to make sure I was thinking straight and I stayed straight. It was about meditation, also on the mental health side, and reading my Bible, spiritual guidance, asking for the spiritual guidance in the quiet of my mind. And then next on, I moved to keeping myself physically fit or maintaining. And I always say, I try to keep up rather than catch up all the time. Catching up, you just got to jump over hoops a little bit more. So little things. Like while I'm cooking, maybe boiling some water, I might be doing some squats. I might be stretching. I had an injury some years ago on my shoulder in three places, right when I was competing or going to another competition. And I just pushed through it anyway. That was not the right thing to do, but I did it and I suffered for it. But you know, I always have to keep that shoulder stretched out because of that. So while I'm cooking, I'm doing little things. And if I have my convection oven going, I try to use that instead of a microwave, you know, and I put it on at a timer. I might do some steps in my house. I have a pull-up bar in my laundry room, and it's near my door where I go into my garage, and I'll do pull-ups on that anytime. So I get mine in. So it's really all about, it's not that difficult to get it in. You just have to know that it's a part of brushing your teeth, or combing your hair, or think of it that way. That's how I think of it. So I'm always getting it in before I go to bed. It's I have a mat that I'll pull out. I have a roller that I pull out, a foam roller. And I do some rolling on that. It helps me sleep better. And in the morning, I might use it for when you're getting up in the morning, you're feeling kind of stiff, I might roll out like an ironing board and that. So it's just become a regular thing, effortless and fun, and it makes me feel better. It makes me feel happy. It starts my day going, and that's a great way for you to do it one little bit at a time.
I love that. You know, let's unpack that a little bit. I appreciate, once again, your honesty, because I believe, you know, I'm a therapist, but I have my own therapist. And like you, during pandemic and even afterwards, I go to him once or twice a month. And I just want to say to listeners, you know, what Wendy said is quite profound. You know, we look at you, Wendy, you got it going on, you cute, you all over the world. But, you know, she was impacted just like you are, emotionally and psychologically, and just our mental health and our own psychological and emotional well-being. So I love the fact, Wendy, that you were compassionate with yourself, that you allowed yourself to say, hey, I'm isolated up in here and I need some help. I need some support. And I'm going to really strongly encourage listeners to really do that. And, you know, get the help that you need instead of being shame around it.
Right. And that's why we have to talk about it more. Mm-hmm. And we as leaders have to communicate that more to people who might look up to us and watch us and follow us. We got to communicate that, you know, we are all the same. Mm-hmm. It's just how you deal with the issue is whether you become a winner or not. And that's what it is. And that's what it's about.
That's true. Well, you know, you mentioned easy and effortless. I'm going to call it baby steps. Yeah. And that makes it easy for people instead of them thinking, well, you know, I got to get out here. I'm looking out of my window now here in the ATL. I got to get out here and run 5 miles. But I love the way you say you just implement it, you know, yeah, in your day as you can, and it becomes a lifestyle.
So I got to mention this, and I've been holding
okay
back.
Go ahead.
Talking about it, but it's just so in sync with some of the creative process that I've been doing. When we talk about baby steps, I'm calling it, so I got my fourth book coming out in January. And
congratulations.
Thank you. It's all about taking micro steps, micro baby steps. It's all about how never giving up. It's so many tools that I'm putting in there for you to go the distance. I don't have a firm name on it yet, but it's deep, and it's been requested different. I took different things that people asked me to about how I do it and what I do, because some people are amazed that, man, Wendy, you were in domestic violence and for 13 years and you won all these awards. How the heck did you bridge that gap, go from despair to triumph? You know, and I can't tell you how many questions I've asked on that still today for years. So I wanted to take this opportunity and through all of the things that have happened in the past year and a half, the Lord just told me it's time, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had the time, and writing is therapy for me. So it goes back to what you said, you know, all these little steps are important to longevity of you. And that's the way I'm laying it out. And that's the only way to do it. It's the way I've done it. So no, I didn't just pop out of a box. I had my setbacks and I kept moving forward. And there's so many things that you can do to keep you putting one foot in front of the other. Because we're all made up of the same thing. We can all do it. It's just how you go about it according to your lifestyle and what you're used to. The key thing is to undo some of the habits that haven't gotten us to where we want to get. And being brave enough to take a step out of your comfort zone to try something new to get you down that long road or to that awaited goal that you've always dreamed of.
You know, that's wisdom, Wendy, because, you know, anybody can take a baby step. You know, anybody can walk for 1 minute or 50 seconds or something like that. And I think that's why all of this stuff about atomic habits and baby tiny habits is so profound. And I just love your approach, because I think that the Spirit has really given you a process that can really help people to live a successful life.
Yeah. And I think about that every day, settling down to hear the message that I need to give. And I get the feedback from fans.
Yeah.
They need what they want, how they're being helped. And that's like, ooh, 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 that inspired me. And, mm-hmm. and it's confirmation to let me know, okay, Wendy, you're walking the way you're supposed to walk in this journey. So with all of the things going on and presently, if you can all pray for my brother, did just have a massive heart attack. And he's only 53. He's my baby brother. I still see him as that little toddler walking across the coffee table, throwing shoes at my boyfriend's. And I whispered that, you know, he was sedated, but I whispered it in his ear to try and have him stay with us.
So. Yeah. And so, Wendy, I appreciate you even doing this interview. I'm just going to pray right now. Y'all, we in the Spirit. What's your brother's name?
Scotty.
Scotty. Father God, the divine, all that there is, I send the healing power to Scotty's body right now. I pray for divine wisdom with the nurses and with the doctors and with the specialists. And God, I just declare and decree that his best years are ahead of him. I call forth health. I call forth healing into his body. God, we know that all things are possible with you. I pray over Wendy, her mindset. I pray that you would put the spirit of shalom, the peace of God, on the inside of her, comfort her, remind her that all things are possible. Continue to bless this family. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I had to do that.
I appreciate that.
I had to do that. I'm like, see, I didn't know that was going on. And here you are on the doing this show, and that's going on, you know, in your life. And that's just exhibit A of when you talked about, you know, your life isn't perfect and how you went from tragedy or abuse to triumph. And here you are walking that out again in baby steps.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm in another hallway of my life, going through the emotions, figuring it out, but still putting one foot in front of the other, because I got to do it. That's what it's about. We are not We are not on this planet just for ourselves. It's for a greater good. And that's what I realize. And that's what I stay focused on. And that's what keeps me moving on to through my journey the way I'm supposed to, even though obstacles come before me.
Yeah. You know, Wendy, like you, a lot of times when I'm like, you know, I'm not exercising today, or I'm going to eat that, what holds me together is a reminder, no, for what God has for you to do, Constance, that behavior does not align with where you're going and what you have to do. So kind of like you, that's like my motivation that keeps me going forward.
Yes, yes. And that's a great motivation. And everyone has to find their spot. Everyone has to find what moves them personally, because we all move by different things. So in order to get to where you want to go and not feel like a failure, first of all, we are all human and imperfect. So you can't feel like a failure. And that's why it's good to reach out, to touch and communicate with someone to work through that. Because you being alone, you start to push back and be alone, and you might not think clearly. But reaching out is confirmation that you're not alone. Other people are going through it. It might not make you feel all the way better, but you can at least work through some things that you can identify to make you feel better one little bit at a time. And to each person, it's personal. Mm-hmm. So find that emotion, that thing, that why in your life you want to do a certain thing, and pick one that has a strong emotion behind it. Post it up in your mirror and review it often, every day. Post it somewhere where you're going to see that mirror every day. And let it remind you, to motivate you, why you're in this fight for whatever you're doing or whatever you may be going through. And then that will sink into your subconscious to keep pushing you along the way. And if you keep that gratitude in your life, you always keep everything in perspective. And by the way, gratitude becomes a physiological thing. It really they have studies out on it, and it really does work internally in your body and puts you in a different light, gives you a better outlook, a wider scope, because when we're not thinking clearly or things happen, it narrows and we get into this little bottle and we can't think clearly. But if you're picking an emotion and a why of something, why you want to get to a certain point in your life, that can remind you. And then you find, jump through those roadblocks to get to it and keep going.
Well, you know, and that's probably why, okay, listeners and everybody who's watching this, I didn't know about Wendy's brother, but she's still doing this show because her why is, I want to help people. And she might feel like crying. That's why I love you and I commend you for that, Wendy, and especially for your honesty, you know, and your vulnerability. So I'm going to flow by the spirit right now. And so this is exhibit A of reaching out for support. Do you feel like you have support during this difficult time? You got friends that you can reach out to and kind of get some support? Well, I'm volunteering myself. If you know, I'm in Atlanta, you in California, so I'm just saying up front that, you know, somebody said that isolation is the new poverty.
Woo! Woo!
That isolation is the new poverty. It's all about collaboration and partnering with each other. And so anytime you isolate, I'm talking to listeners, talking to myself, anytime you isolate it, it's scarcity and lack. And God wants us to reach out to each other. So that's why I ask you, Wendy, I know you probably do, but if you don't, I'll volunteer myself. I've been a therapist for 25 years, and I'm here for you if you need that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And let me just piggyback on what you said.
Okay.
When you say, and this is to the listeners as well, when Constance said poverty, it's not even just in the literal sense as we know and are used to hearing it, you know, mm-hmm. in a neighborhood, in poverty, it doesn't look so good, you know, all that. No, poverty is much more wide than that. And I agree with you, Constance, that isolation is the new poverty. But also, in a sense, poverty, you could be in a beautiful home, but you can yeah. have poverty.
Absolutely.
So it's in a sense of really depriving yourself mentally, emotionally, for anything that you are used to doing and having. The isolation, it keeps you out of that. It keeps you in a poverty place, even just in your heart and mind.
Absolutely.
And now you don't have anybody to bounce anything off. So poverty, in that sense, begats poverty. And you sink further into a hole. That's what isolation does. And that's what poverty is. So much more than a place in the worst part of the country. No. Let's go right to your heart and to your mind, to your sanity. And it's no way you can dig yourself out of isolation if you stay there and you don't reach out.
Yeah. And when I made that statement, I really wasn't talking about money. I was just talking about if you by yourself and isolated with your thoughts, with your feelings, you know, even with your mindset, just brainstorming, talking really, you know, brings about just a different vibration. So Wendy, anything else you want to say? You've said so much. Any tips, any downloads from the spirit to people?
You know, I think the main thing is really at this point in time, at this point in our history, is really feeling safe and not letting your guard down. Watch how people walk, not just how they talk, to be able to make your judgments in life and move forward in a safe way. So, and that's kind of typical of what I do. And that's important. So.
Didn't I see, Wendy, that even before masks were required that you used to fly wearing a mask when you would travel internationally? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah. Either you saw it or I told you.
Uh-huh, I saw it.
No, yeah. I mean, that was since the Michael Jackson days, I was doing that when I fly, and I didn't know we were in a pandemic, and I was wearing a mask traveling or in the plane. When I check into a hotel, for years, the first thing I do after I drop my bags is take out my wipey, my sanitizing thing, and wipe the face plates of the light switch and this and everything in there. And that's my regular practice. So because when I went over there during this time, and I understand it was circulating a lot longer than we knew it, I think because of those practices, you know, I'm so, so grateful that I came out unscathed because, let me tell you, during that trip, everybody was in Wendy's face. Makeup artists were in my face. People mm-hmm. throwing snow on me and spraying me. And everybody was doing something part of my, to some part of my body to make this commercial happen. And it was huge all over the place in Madrid, Spain, walking with a whole and crowds of people. It was insane. So when I got back, I thought, oh my God, you know, but going back to my regular practices, you know, always I say not letting your guard down and doing, you know, some new things that maybe you hadn't done because we're in different time and space.
Yeah. So Wendy, tell people about your website. We know you got a new book coming out. I can't wait. Make sure you contact me next year and I will have you on to really highlight your book. How can people contact you? What are your services? Do you have any kind of deals going on? I know, do you coach people? What about speaking, et cetera? All of the above.
Yeah, so the speaking part, jumping on that, oh my gosh, you know, I can't wait to get back out there on the stages and I'll see where I'm comfortable on that. But everything right now is still online in terms of speaking. This month, June, I did an anthology it's a book with some other authors on habits of success. That's coming out actually this month. So that was my third. So the book that's coming out next year this time is really going to elaborate more on what we have just talked about and go into depth. This is something that people are really, really going to need, and it's really going to aid them for a long time coming in order to be resilient in their lives. So I'll be speaking about a lot of that, like on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on TikTok and YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube. I do a lot of videos with tips all the time. So I give you some little short workouts, but I also give you tips on to how to deal with your mindset or your lifestyle to go along with that. And all of it's, I'm at Wendy Ida Fitness on all of those channels, pretty much. Yeah. At Wendy Ida Fitness on YouTube and the other ones I mentioned. Just got started on TikTok and I'm having a ball with that. That's kind of addictive. So I'm just finding time to deal with that. My website is WendyIda.com. That's WendyIda.com. All the time I'm doing online coaching, either whether you want to do your workout or you want to get lifestyle advice, or it's just the one-time thing that you need to spend an hour with me to clear up a problem, whatever it is in your life. And all of those are on my website. Just click Work with Wendy and you'll see the four boxes. And you can also make an appointment with me. And that is on my website at the very bottom. And my schedule is on there. So that's always open. And I have right now if you actually email me and I can make it happen like right today, I have my video, workout video on sale. Let's see, today is the 12th. It might have just gone on, but I will extend it to where I have my exercise videos on sale. Okay. And anybody who mentions your show for whatever else they might want to do, whether it's personal training, private or online, I will give them a discount if they mention Constance Arnold.
Thank you, Wendy. Yes. I appreciate you.
I
appreciate your courage, everybody. So I want y'all to visit her website. This woman is in the spirit. She is a master at what she's doing in well-being, fitness, nutrition. You know, a master can tell you in 20 minutes what it took her 20 years to learn. And so I want y'all to check her out, email her, just mention my name or the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And as I say every week, get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. I love you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit FulfillingYourPurpose.com.